ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. Right now, the House of Representatives is hours into a hearing on the GOP tax plan in a rare overnight session. So far, 537 amendments have been submitted from both Republicans and Democrats to this reconciliation package. A full House vote could happen later today. President Trump is moving forward with plans for a so-called Golden Dome missile defense system to protect the U.S. Though questions remain about the cost and the technology. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio reports from Washington.
The defense secretary says the system will take shape in phases, prioritizing defense where threats are greatest. President Trump claims the Golden Dome should be fully operational in 3 years. The Pentagon estimates the system would cost more than $175 billion, but the Congressional Budget Office says it could cost up to $542 billion.
He's best known for playing Norm on the long-running sitcom Cheers. Comedian George Wendt has passed away. He was 76. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ayland. Governor Tony Evers kicked off his annual pothole patrol tour in Wausau Tuesday and was asked about state budget negotiations with Republican legislative leaders. Evers said that next meeting will happen sometime in the near future. The last face-to-face meeting between the two parties took place in March. At the Capitol Tuesday, a committee hearing for a bill to provide a tax credit for companies filming movies and TV in Wisconsin. The bill would allow companies to apply for a 30% credit equal to the cost of salary or wages for Wisconsin residents working on productions and would create a state film office to implement the tax credits. And a familiar face hopes to take on Republican Brian Steil in next year's race for Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District. Democrat Randy Bryce launched his 2026 campaign Tuesday morning. The veteran and former iron worker suffered a 12 percentage point loss to Steil in 2018. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be cloudy with some off and on rain today. We could end up with another quarter inch or even a little more in spots by the time things wind down tonight. High today, low 50s. Tonight we're going to drop into the mid 40s. Tomorrow becoming partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 60s. Your bathroom need a makeover? Get what you've always dreamed of for $99 a month interest free at BCI Bath and Shower. Call 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
99.7. Max, some of them hits 99.7 Max FM. Good Wednesday morning. Dave Grant joining you at 6:02 on a little bit of a rainy, chilly morning out there. Rain will continue today, as you heard Sean Cable just mention. But you know what? We need the rain, so that is a good thing. So, yes, Farmers Market will be in downtown Baraboo on the Courthouse Square starting 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. They're out there, rain or shine. We'll check back in on that a little after 8 o'clock. Here's Whitney Houston. How will they know on Max FM?
Continuous hits of the 80s and 90s.
The only station I listen to at work.
Nonstop music.
Rolling all hour on 99.7 Max FM.
Some hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. 6:11 on Wednesday morning. Hey, we're halfway through this work week almost already. It is cruising by. Let's take a look at our weather forecast today. Showers continue with a high of 49. Tonight, showers are likely cloudy with a low of 44. Tomorrow, clearing up, partly sunny, a high of 61. Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 62. Looking ahead to the weekend, because I know everyone wants to know that. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 65. Sunday, we see a slight chance of showers, partly sunny with a high of 64. On Memorial Day, Monday, we see an increased chance of showers, partly sunny with a high of 66. Currently, 42 degrees outside the Max FM studios with light rain falling. And that will continue throughout today as well. Now, as part of the Memorial Day weekend festivities, there's a lot of auto racing that happens throughout the weekend. We have the Formula One race, and then we have the Indianapolis 500. That's the IndyCars. And then we have the Coca-Cola 600 for NASCAR Sunday night. Now, as part of the Indianapolis 500, there's going to be additional festivities. The Wienermobile is known for delivering our need for hot dogs, right? But now it will try to satisfy our need for speed. The Indianapolis 500, of course, is this Sunday at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And this year, as part of the festivities, there will be a Weenie 500 featuring all six of the Wienermobiles. We're familiar with that in Wisconsin. The Weenie 500 is the first competitive race for the entire Wienermobile fleet, and the first time all six vehicles gathered in one place over a decade. Each Wienermobile will represent a district regional hot dog. Here they are. The Chai Dog, which is representing the Midwest, the New York Dog representing the East Coast, the Slaw Dog representing the Southeast, and then we have the Saran Dog, that's representing the Southwest, the Chili Dog representing the South, and the Seattle Dog representing the Northwest. They say to include custom hot dogger racing suits, and those are the suits that the hot doggers wear. That's what the drivers of the Wienermobile are called. And a finish line celebration in the Wiener's Circle. Ba-bum-bum. There will be a condiment spray and a hot dog for the champion, which sounds interesting. The race will happen Friday, so this Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 o'clock Central, and it's going to stream live on the Fox Sports app and the IndyCar on Fox social media accounts. So you're probably going, Dave, what do you think that'll sound like on Friday? So, you know, we've found a little bit of audio of the Weenie 500 that's going to debut this Friday.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your wieners. Today, the rubber hits the bun as Oscar Mayer's legendary Wienermobile fleet relishes the chance to catch up with speed. No buns left behind. It's high-octane history in the making. So buckle up, hold your mustard, and get ready for a franktastic ride.
Sorry. Yeah, that's going to be franktastic, you know. And I just relish the thought of the Wienermobiles racing around out there. All right, if you've ever been in the Wienermobile, you know they're not going to be going as fast as what you just heard. I've actually had an opportunity to ride shotgun in the Wienermobile one time. It was quite an experience. And the one thing I will definitely say is those hot doggers driving the Wienermobiles, oh my goodness, what a job all of them have to drive those things. They're not the easiest to see around, lots of blind spots. And, you know, the turning radius is kind of interesting with those as well. And so, yes, I did ride shotgun in the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile one time. You can probably find it somewhere on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page if you're really curious. And then the next day, Bello Knock and I had shenanigans with the Wienermobile as well. So, yes, I've ridden in the Wienermobile. It was quite an experience, but we were not lighting up the Wienermobiles. That's the only thing I will say is we had a lot of fun with them. We behaved because, you know, we're responsible adults. You know, that's how we roll here at Max FM. Coming up, we will have a look at sports on Max FM.
Another win for Logan Henderson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Baltimore Orioles 5-2 thanks to right-hander Logan Henderson, who pitched five scoreless innings. That's Henderson's third win in a row. In his first three starts, a new franchise record.
It's been really cool. I'm glad I could go out there and give the boys a chance to win today. And they got some runs on the board early, and I'm super grateful to be here. And I know every sixth day or fifth day when I toe the rubber, my job is to give the boys a chance to win, and that's about it.
The series wrapping up this afternoon. NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo and Bucks GM John Horst expected to meet in Milwaukee. Bucks reporter Jim Ozarski says the team's owners are not interested in a rebuild right now.
John Horst just got a contract extension. Now it's business in the purest sense, and it's about not having an empty Fiserv Forum with a new hotel going up, with Deer District trying to get those restaurants rooted in, right? They can't have and don't want 3,000 people.
That's Bucks reporter Jim Ozarski. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. Can I find her?
charade. That doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Where can I find a woman like that?
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant, 6:23 on Wednesday morning. We have a couple of things going on in the area tonight that I want to mention. That we just a lot of things happening today on a Wednesday of all days. Don't forget Farmers Market to start off your morning, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on the Courthouse Square, also known as Oak Street, in front of the Weicker Great Day Building, where the Max FM studios are located at 3rd and Oak. So Farmers Market will be down here at 8 o'clock. They're here, rain or shine. Also, tonight at the Carnegie Schottie Memorial Public Library at 6:30 p.m., there will be a crime and safety meeting. This is hosted by Seth Taft, from Downtown Baraboo, Inc. Snacks and beverages will be provided. There will be a police chief's call box that people can fill out and have public input with the police department. The police chief will also hold an open forum and conversation with the public tonight at 6:30 p.m. So if you live in the city of Baraboo or a city of Baraboo resident or a business person in the city of Baraboo, they'd like you to stop by the Carnegie Schottie Memorial Public Library tonight at 6:30 p.m. Meet our new police chief if you've not had an opportunity to do that and talk about kind of the things that are happening in the Baraboo area that are important to you. If you have any concerns, you can talk with him. There will be also other representatives from the police department available tonight. Again, 6:30 p.m. at the Carnegie Schottie Memorial Public Library. Also happening tonight, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. is the Baraboo Community Heroes Music Bingo Night. This will be held at the Draft City Southport Tap Room and Eatery, and it is Music Bingo Night. It's a donation night. 10% of all evening sales will be donated towards the Baraboo Community Heroes. Come and support and join them for the Music Bingo Night, and there will be prizes for every round of bingo. So have a chance to win some great prizes and also help support a great cause. As a reminder, we also have the Farmers Market back in downtown Baraboo this Saturday, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., and it's the Downtown Sunday Market. That's happening Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the Courthouse Lawn and Square. 30 vendors at least are signed up. Food trucks, coffee are going to be there as well. And it'll be a perfect day to be out there. So, again, that is this Sunday. So many things going on. We'll talk about more of those with our community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch. And a look at weather on Max FM.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hungry for a delicious deal? Pizza Ranch in Baraboo has you covered. For just $20, grab a medium pizza, small cheesy ranch sticks, and our famous cactus bread. Or, if you're feeding a crowd, get two large pizzas for only $25. Your choice of single topping or specialty. It's a deal made for sharing. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open too. Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and make dinner easy and delicious tonight.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. The Baraboo Young Professionals will be hosting their summer kickoff food truck rally. This event is going to be held at the Sauk County Fairgrounds on Friday, May 23rd from 5:30 until 10 p.m. Live music, a beer tent, and food vendors galore will be at the Sauk County Fairgrounds for this one-of-a-kind event. You must be 21 to enter the beer tent, and if you're under 21, you must be with a parent or guardian. You're welcome to bring your own chairs, but no carry-in food or beverages allowed of any kind. There's no cover, and you can find all the details at baraboo.youngprofessionals.com/summer-kickoff-food-truck-rally. And it's time again to celebrate the kickoff to summer with the Reedsburg Area Historical Society Pioneer Village Chicken Barbecue. This will go from 11 a.m. to around 1 p.m. or until the chicken is gone. $15 gets you a half chicken meal, including baked potato, roll, beans, applesauce, and milk. Also be pie slices available for purchase. This again is all going to be happening at the Reedsburg Area Historical Society Pioneer Log Village. Again, that's going to be on Sunday, May 25th. RAHSPV.com for all the details. And then also on that same Sunday, May 25th, from 7 a.m. until noon, it's the EAA Chapter 371 Annual Pancake Breakfast Fly-In Drive-In Car Show at the Portage Airport. It's all-you-can-eat pancakes, eggs cooked to order, sausage, milk, juice, or coffee. Come watch planes landing and taking off. They'll have an Army helicopter on display, kids climbing wall, antique classic, and hot rods on display as well. Plus details on the EAA Chapter 371 Scholarship Awards. Again, this all happens at the Portage Library right off Silver Lake Drive in Portage. This will be on Sunday, May 25th from 7 a.m. until noon. Check out their website for all the details.
You love U.S. Cellular Home Internet. It lets you do all your favorite things because it's fast, reliable, and affordable.
Switch to U.S. Cellular today and do the things you love with internet you love. Just pay $39.99 a month when you bundle with a wireless plan. And if you don't love it, you have 15 days to let us know. Built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
U.S. Cellular Home Internet. Just $39.99 a month. Act now and lock in that price for 3 years. Visit your local store in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Craig here from the Baraboo Fresh Market. And whether you're grilling or feeding a crowd, we've got your Memorial Day menu covered. Start in the deli with hot and ready 8-piece roasted chicken, just $8.99, or pick up our famous potato salad, only $4.99 a pound. Cool down with a whole watermelon, $4.99 each, and don't forget the chips, 5 to 8 ounce bags of Lay's, 4 for $10, and Coca-Cola products, 2-liter bottles, 2 for $5. Celebrate smart, shop local with Baraboo Fresh Market.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
It is going to be cloudy with some off and on rain today. We could end up with another quarter inch or even a little more in spots by the time things wind down tonight. High today, low 50s. Tonight we're going to drop into the mid 40s. Tomorrow becoming partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 60s. Your bathroom need a makeover? Get what you've always dreamed of for $99 a month interest free at BCI Bath and Shower. Call 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Current temperature 44.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you with an alert from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. The DOT is alerting drivers near Arlington in Columbia County of a fire that is blocking the two right lanes on I-39 northbound. The WISDOT says the call came in around 5:45 a.m. Officials estimate it may take around 2 hours to clear the fire and unblock those lanes at County Road CS. The DeForest with State Patrol is also on scene at this incident. So they're expecting, again, this report by the Wisconsin DOT, that the lanes in Arlington and Columbia County, that there's a fire blocking the two right lanes, I-39 northbound. And they expect this closure and blockage to last until about 7:45 this morning. So if you're traveling in that area, you will want to find an alternate route. This is Dave Grant from the Max FM Traffic Center. You know, we try to keep you up to date on anything that we see that's coming in. We don't want you impacted by these things, and we want to go, hey, don't drive through that area. We don't want you being late for work either. Aerosmith, Walk This Way on Max FM.
Gym locker when I noticed they was looking at me. I was a high school loser, never made it with a leg.
stations play
the greatest songs for napping. We're keeping you going with more Maximum Hits.
99.7 Max FM.
You know, you make me feel so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. Such a pure team.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. Pharrell Williams, happy 6:42 on Wednesday morning. Now, this bride-to-be pal may not be so happy. Oh, and this is a little bit of a segue, kind of what Wendy and I talked about on Monday. There was that lady in the UK that had her wedding party, and she had 95 bridesmaids, which Wendy and I thought was insanity, because it was about over 50% of their wedding was their wedding party. And the groomsmen had like 8 groomsmen. Well, here's another shocker, and this comes to you from the United States. A Texas woman's video has gone viral because of her shock over how much her bride-to-be's friend was quoted for bridal glam. And this is shocking.
These makeup artists and other vendors and venues are charging people literally, it's not even a down payment for a house, you could buy the whole house. So her typical day rate is $25,000 starting out each travel day. Glam for the wedding day, $50,000. The hotel has to be pre-approved. You have to pay for the transportation for the makeup artist and their assistant. $100,000 plus. I'm sorry, I will not be getting married.
So yeah, it was going to be $125,000 for the makeup artist and all the glam that went into this wedding, apparently in Texas. Not sure what the rest of that deal was, no pun intended, but that is a lot of money, and that would cost a lot more than the typical wedding, I'm betting. So yeah, $125,000. I thought the 95 bridesmaids was crazy. That was even more shocking to me. So yeah, that is... Wow, I can't believe it. That is unbelievable. So, yeah, $125,000. I would hope the whole wedding wouldn't cost that. And I know weddings are expensive now, and I got married quite a few years ago, but $125,000 just for the makeup and everything else that went into it seems a little bit excessive. If anyone's ever heard of that, let me know. Text me, 608-355-9970. Or if you can text me what you think the actual cost would be, I would also be curious about that, because that's something that's outside of my wheelhouse and I would have no clue on, because, you know, I'm the guy who would be there in the tux and not know about the rest of the stuff in most cases. No, I'm kidding. I was involved in our wedding planning to a certain extent, but I know our wedding didn't cost that much. Granted, it was 28 years ago, but yeah. Someone wants to text me and let me know what the actual cost to do makeup for a wedding is. I'd just be kind of curious about that. 608-355-9970. Coming up, we are going to have Prince on Max FM.
Today's Max FM big deal of the day. Family values thrift and variety. Let the treasure hunt begin. Add to your spring or summer wardrobe or choose a sparkling pair of earrings, bracelet, or necklace at Family Values Thrift and Variety in Baraboo. Check out their kitchen gadgets or books. Find it at Family Values Thrift and Variety, serving savings with a smile 7 days a week. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $12.50. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes Dr. Douglas Bull.
My role at RAMC is as an ophthalmologist that encompasses medical and surgical care for visual problems. I'm able to see the joy in people's faces on the next day after surgery on their post-op visit and how much improvement their vision has developed since the surgery. It's never lost on me how important that is to patients.
Learn more at RAMCHealth.com.
Back by popular demand, it's Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells. All summer long, you'll enjoy all-you-can-eat chicken, plus the sides, along with soup, dessert, and unlimited non-alcoholic drinks. Then stick around for the mostly true story of how the Dells became the Dells, full of singing, dancing, stunts, even acrobatic goats, and a flying pig. It's Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show. Get tickets at LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
Your goals are our mission at the Bank of Wisconsin Dells. This is Kira Brekka, and we believe in building tomorrow together. From first-time homebuyers to lifelong savers, our trusted team provides the tools and guidance you need to succeed. Let's work together to turn your dreams into reality, because your future is our priority.
Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM.
Uptown girl, she's been living in her uptown world. I bet she never had a backstreet guy. I bet her mama never told her why. I'm gonna try for an uptown girl. She's been living in her white bread world. As long as anyone with hot blood can. And now she's looking for a downtown man. That's what I am. And when she knows what she wants from her time. And when she wakes up and makes up her mind, she'll see I'm not so tough just because I'm in love with an uptown girl. You know I've seen her in her uptown girl. She's getting tired of her high class toys and all the presents from her uptown boys. She's got a choice.
Red, red wine.
is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Bright and early, the House Rules Committee is meeting to decide whether to move forward with President Trump's tax agenda. Republicans say it cuts spending and trims federal waste, but Democrats have been arguing